Hi everyone, welcome to our very special bonus edition of POW Podcast UK.
It's nice we have a bonus one. It feels really, like, grown up.
Yeah, it's just bonus because Jenny and I have been talking a lot about RuPaul's Drag Race. We always talk about it, and obviously now in 2018 we're at a pivotal moment. We've just finished All Stars 3 and we're about to start season 10. So we thought we'd have this tiny little bonus episode to listen to where we're going to have a quick chat about all the contestants, what's been happening, and just to indulge our love of RuPaul. So we hope you like what we have to say. As always, get in touch, drop us a tweet, drop us a message if you disagree or agree with what we're saying, and we can extend the discussion. Okay, let's quickly talk about season 10, because we're the first episode of season 10 out on Friday in the UK, out in America on Thursday. And what do you think?
I loved it. So much better than All Stars, I think, personally. It's just new people and new energy, and it felt like being back in a nice, comforting hug of a programme.
Yeah, I was really worried about it. But I was worried about before season 9 as well. When you get introduced to all the queens, you kind of think, oh, they don't look as charismatic as the last lot. It doesn't look as good. The cast looks a bit meh. But then 10 minutes in, straight away, like, no, this is great. This is really good. And
I think that's the same as any reality program, though. The first episode, you're like, oh, I don't like any of these people. Oh, it's not going to be as good. But like the end of it, you're like, yeah!
Yeah, I really, really like it. So let's quickly talk about all the queens. I've got a list here of everyone that's competing. And let's just quickly run through what you think. Aquaria, what do you think?
I don't like.
Yeah, I'm not sold.
Cold and calculating and quite aggressive from the off.
Yeah, I'm not sold. Asia O'Hara. What do you think of Asia O'Hara?
I don't know. Opinion of Asia O'Hara at the moment.
Yeah, she's a little bit going at the minute. And although it's only episode one, under the radar. Yeah. Blair St. Clair?
I don't know. Kind of freaks me out. I don't... the persona's a bit weird. I like that it's different. She's like, fresh from the boat, show tunes thing. I think I like that. At the moment, it's kind of a bit creepy.
It's very bizarre when you see Blair St. Clair as a boy.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
Younger. But then when Blair's on the catwalk at the end, you think, oh my God, she looks amazing. But a minute ago, she looked like a 12-year-old boy. It's just bizarre. But I'm quite intrigued, quite excited to see what happens there. How about Dusty Ray Bottoms?
I don't know. I liked her in the workroom. I thought she was quite funny. And all the little bits, I think she was quite good. But then the spotty face thing's going to just let her down.
Yeah, it was a bit...
A little dots all over her makeup face.
It was a bit gilding the lily, wasn't it? It's like it's just too much. You don't need that much.
Yeah.
It's a bit, there's something a bit thorgy-thor, though, about her, if you ask me. There's something...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not quite buying it at the minute.
You're just thinking, like, face shape, though.
Yeah.
There's quite a pointy face going on.
Yeah. I'm not convinced. Eureka. How about Eureka? Eureka's back.
I forgot that Eureka was coming back. She was the first one. I was like, Eureka! But I think she really struggled on this episode.
Yeah, it's funny going from a season where she's so loved to be put straight into this one where there's a lot of other people that are standing out. It's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen.
I think she's got so much more to prove because she's been there before, and so much more to lose. It's going to be a lot more stress and pressure.
Yeah, it was nice having her back.
I like the
silliness. Calorie Kardashian Williams. What did you think of old Calorie?
I liked. I didn't think I would, because I'm not like a big Kardashian person, but yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I quite liked. I thought she's funny. I liked the banter. I like kind of what Calorie's standing for, kind of like the bigger woman and just putting all out there. And I thought she was really good in the lip sync as well. She really surprised me when she kind of ripped her skirt off and started doing that jumpy around dance, and then she threw all the money everywhere.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought it was smart, because I think it demonstrated that she thought about what she would do if she was in the lip sync, and so kind of had that ready, which is good. I like that. Okay, we're not even halfway through yet. What about Cameron Michaels?
Yes, I like Cameron Michaels. I know you like Cameron Michaels.
We all like Cameron Michaels. I think it's the first time. It's really interesting that they've had such a kind of almost hyper-masculine man become a super feminine drag queen. Because he's got muscles, he's got tattoos. Out of drag, he looks like the last person you expect to see as a drag queen.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I really like it.
Though, you know, you think that maybe the drag wouldn't be quite as good, but it's good.
Yeah.
He works the tattoos.
And Cameron seems really nice as well. I thought, like looking at the pictures and everything before it gets released, I thought he might be a little bit conceited and a little bit into himself or herself. But that didn't come across at all. I like it. Mayhem Miller. What do you think of Mayhem Miller?
Oh, because she won, didn't she?
Yeah, she won.
Spoilers.
The first episode.
I don't see why, though. I thought good, professional, but not a lot of spark.
Do you think the judges are weirdly, subliminally influenced by the fact that she is in the same group and family and friendship network as people like Detox, Raven and all the other legendary queens that they have had on the show previously?
I think it might help. I also think that maybe because her runway look was very black and dark, maybe it looked better there rather than on screen, because it looked really flat.
Yeah, it was an interesting one for sure.
Like a bin baggy thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't think it was as amazing as I said it was, but I liked it. I liked the makeup. Okay, Ms. Cracker.
I'm really torn. I think I like Ms. Cracker. I don't think you're ever going to get anywhere in life where you have to explain your name to everyone whenever you introduce yourself all of the time.
I thought it was so funny. Every time she introduced herself, the tumbleweed look on their face. The person you're talking to, like, you just said the word cracker. And obviously in America, cracker is a white racial slur.
Is it? I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a white racial slur in the same regard that the N-word is in I guess for white people. Although for everyone.
That must be really hard, though, if you just want some cheese.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think I just find it really interesting, and she seems really witty. There's a lot of banter. There's a lot of kind of personality that comes with it as well. And she was compared a lot with Aquaria, and I think just going on episode one, I think Ms. Cracker stands out way above Aquaria in terms of who I'd want to see more of.
Yeah, I was shocked that she was just safe. I thought she was really good. I thought her look and the way she presented herself was amazing.
I thought she's going to be maybe win it, or at least be the top. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Ms. Cracker's one to look out for. Okay, only a few left now. Monet Exchange.
I love Monet Exchange. I think she came in looking like the poster girl for the war kind of 1940s.
Oh,
I loved
the
it.
Kind of arm curl, bandana in hair. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. And like the cutaway talking heads thing, and his glasses were just awesome. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I think Monet offers a lot. I'm quite excited to see what happens there. I like that when they do. And I thought it was funny when they did their, you know, they had to walk on the runway at the start in front of the other queens.
Yeah.
And he did three death drops. I thought it was funny.
I love that bit. That was such a good bit. I really enjoyed that.
It was good. It was really good. So I think Monet is one to look out for too. How about Monique? Mm-hmm. Monique Hart.
I think that's another one that hasn't really come out to any way, one way or the other.
Yeah, she's kind of gone in the background a little bit, not super featured yet. But she seems okay. Mm-hmm. How about the Vixen? The Vixen from Chicago.
Ooh, I'm not sure about the Vixen. Because she was really Chicago, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Bits of cardboard stuck to her.
I loved it so much when they had a cutaway to Jinx Monsoon. I just say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she might be from Chicago. I thought that was so funny. That's such a such a Jinx thing to say. I thought it was brilliant. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, stating the obvious. But yeah, I'm a bit meh about Vixen.
Meh.
Okay, two left. How about Yohoa Hamasaki?
Yeah, I like Yohoa. That's going to take ages to get used to.
Do you think she's a bit like a Chinese Bianca Del Rio? To me, she really looks and sounds like Bianca Del Rio.
She's got a massive spark. I think she's quite feisty.
Yeah.
And funny, yeah.
I really liked it when... So Yua was introducing herself, and she said that she's Chinese. And then Miss Cracker said, oh, but I thought you were Japanese. And Yua says, why do you think I'm Japanese? And Miss Cracker, well, your surname is Japanese. And it's like, well, you're not a woman either. I thought, yeah. I thought it was just really, really, really witty, really funny, really kind of pointing out all those things where people just judge people by mistake and completely get the wrong end of the stick without realising that it's all just a big joke.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think she's really funny. I really hope she stays around in the show because she seems really a real character. I like her. And then lastly, Vanessa Vangie-Matteo. Although she's gone now, but she might be back. That seems to be a trend in RuPaul's Drag Race that everyone comes back.
Yeah, come back. It's fine. I thought she was really funny. Actually, it was a shame that she went.
Yeah, I think it was Carson Kresley that talked about the kind of contradiction with the look and the sound, is that she looked feminine and glittery and shiny and sparkly. And then as soon as she started talking, she's like, hello, my name's Vanessa.
This is really funny as well.
I found it bizarre, though, when she left the catwalk at the end, when she sashayed away, she just kept saying, Vangie.
Hey, like she's lost in a dream.
Yeah, like she's seen a ghost or something. Like, what is going on? Hey. What is wrong with her? Someone call the police. She's gone crazy. But yeah, it was really sad though when she left. I thought when she thought she let Alexis down. It's all those little moments that makes it just such a great show that when you see the heart and the passion in people.
Yes, it's lovely. I'm so glad it's back.
Yeah, me too.
So happy.
And were you happy to see all the other drag queens at the start doing the catwalk with Adore, Darian Lake?
I loved it.
It's quite nice how pros. They
can kind of be there but not make a big fuss about it. Like they're just there in the corner. You're like, oh, is that? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's
really I loved nice. It when Bob the Drag Queen was referring to Miss Cracker saying, that's my baby. That's my baby. I really liked it. And it's so fascinating that now, with the evolution of Drag Race, we're getting to the point where drag daughters are coming on. Of drag queens that we know. Because it's one thing to be sisters and be part of the same family and people that you know, people that they know and hang out with and do shows with. But when it's actually the people that help them become a drag queen.
Yeah, mentors.
Mm. It's really interesting. I really, really like it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yes, I was very happy, very, very happy. And we saw Mariah and Yara Sophia as well, who I love. And it's just really nice seeing it all back on screen. Really, really good.
Oh. It was nice seeing Ru back. Was Ru wearing, right, when Ru came in the workroom, was he wearing like sandals?
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at his feet.
I kind of caught his feet, but I didn't. I was like, that's a nice look if it is.
I don't know. He kind of looked like a fruit salad. Anyway. With the yellow and the peach and the
I
the
like
suit.
That though.
He's very stylish. Anyway, that is our bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We just had a little chitty chatty through all the drag queens, all our thoughts so far on RuPaul's Drag Race season 10. We might do another bonus episode at the end when it all finishes. We don't know. But
let's do that.
Thank you for those that have listened and indulged in Jenny and I's love of chatting about RuPaul's Drag Race, and we thought we would put it on record as a bonus episode because
and tell us your favourites. Yeah, and tell us what you think. It'd be amazing to have a chat about this.
Who do you want to win and who should be going and isn't going? If that
Mark, who do you want to win?
So far.
Make a decision now.
Can I have three?
You can have two.
Okay, I want Miss Cracker, mm-hmm. Money Exchange. But also like Mayhem. And I quite like Blair Sinclair.
But and also Miss Cracker like and Monet are my two too.
Oh, it's just, and I quite like Ewa as well. It's really difficult. Right now, I've got a lot of favourites, so we will see. We will see.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed our bonus episode. Don't forget to look out for our next full proper episode that should be with you, hopefully, sometime in the next 3 weeks. Look out for us mid-April. There'll be a little update on how our April writing challenge is going and all other lovely things. So contact us, email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com, tweet us at powpodcastuk, or you can read all about us at powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.